The Cutty Sark was built in 1869 at a cost of £16,500. She was one of the last tea clippers to be built, and is also one of the fastest. In fact, at one stage in her career, she was thought to be the fastest freight ship in the world. The ship was built in the middle of the 19th century in Scotland, and was originally used to bring tea from China and India. It was the fastest ship to do so in those days, but its career was not very long, because soon after its service began, the Suez Canal opened, so ships no longer needed to travel all the way around Africa. Later, it was used to bring wool from Australia, because it still had an advantage over larger ships on the long journey to the other side of the globe, although eventually steamships became faster on long-distance journeys as well, and the Cutty Sark, even though still young and strong, had to retire. It was sold to Portugal and used as a training ship, and later bought back by the British before finally finding its home here in Greenwich. It was retired in 1954 and has been in what's called a dry dock ever since. Badly damaged by a fire in May 2007, the Cutty Sark has relatively recently undergone a £35 million restoration project and is now open again to the public. Today, it's entirely surrounded by a glass construction, and if you think it looks like a wave on the sea, that means the designer, Nicholas Grimshaw, did a good job, because that's how it's supposed to look. If you can, move to the front or the bow of the ship while you listen. Now that you know its life story, it would be a good idea to explain the name. As you see in the front, there's a statue of a woman who appears to be holding something in her hand. She's lost what she's holding, but if you look underneath the ship, where other sculptures are, you can see the same woman dressed in white holding strands of long white hair. The Cutty Sark was built in Glasgow, and its name refers to the poem written by Scottish poet Robert Burns called Tam O'Shanter, a story that recounts the tale of a young man named Tam who liked having a drink, or two, or ten, with his friends. Once, when he was coming home riding his horse, he saw a light in the middle of the dark night and heard somebody playing a bagpipe. As Tam approached, he couldn't believe his eyes. It was the devil himself playing the music, surrounded by witches dancing all over. Not wanting to be noticed, the young man was quiet, but one of the witches was a beautiful young girl, dressed only in a short shirt, or a cutty sark in the Scots language, and Tam was so excited when he noticed her that he shouted, quote, "Well done, cutty sark," drawing the group's attention to himself. When the witches realized someone was watching them, they stopped dancing and started chasing him. Tam O'Shanter knew the only thing witches were afraid of is running water, so he rowed as fast as he could to cross a little river which was not far away. He reached the river, but as his horse was jumping over, the witch with the cutty sark reached forward and pulled off Tam's horse's tail, and that tail is what the figure on the ship is holding in her hand. With the foot tunnel behind you and the cutty sark to your left, walk toward the Gypsy Moth pub. Keep walking straight down the path, passing the pub, and then Starbucks, on your left. Take the first left onto College Approach, and walk until you see the entrance to the Greenwich Market on your right. Enter the market, and play the next clip.